One dead and two critically injured in a crowd crush at Glorilla concert. The Tragically Hip slams Conservative Party's use of song, and Lynyrd Skynyrd's Gary Rossington dies at 71. It's Monday, March 6th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. One person died and two others were critically injured in Sunday night as fans rushed to exit a concert venue in Rochester, New York, where rappers Glorilla and Finesse 2 Times had performed. According to the Rochester Police Department, the 33-year-old woman was pronounced dead following a crowd crush to get out what sounded like shots were being fired. Two others suffered life-threatening injuries, and six people went to hospital with minor injuries. Police responded to Main Street Armory shortly after 11 p.m., but Lieutenant Nicholas Adams said in a statement that officers found no evidence to support a shooting having occurred inside the event. Early Monday, Glorilla tweeted, "I'm just now hearing about what happened, WTF, praying everybody is okay." Rochester is about a three-hour drive from Toronto on the other side of Lake Ontario. In December, two people were killed after a crowd crush at a concert venue in London, England, during a performance by Afrobeat star Asake. 10 people died after a crowd surge during Travis Scott's performance in the Astroworld Festival in Houston. The Tragically Hip's Paul Langlois said Saturday it is highly offensive that the band's music was played in an event for Conservative Party leader Pierre Poilievre. A fan tweeted the Hip asking if it was aware that one of its songs were being played at Saturday's meet and greet with Poilievre at Grand Olympia Hospitality and Convention Center in Stoney Creek, Ontario. "We certainly did not know this," Langlois, one of the Hip's guitarists, said. "Highly offensive if true. We'll wait to make sure and potentially confirm this. If so, this will be stopped." In a video recorded at the event, shared on Twitter by Toronto lawyer Carmi Assad, the Hip's 1993 song 50 Mission Cap can be heard in the background. "There may not be much the Hip can do, though. In Canada, businesses are legally required to have a license to broadcast recorded material. Neither the Stoney Creek venue nor SoCan, which administers music licensing, could be reached on Sunday." Langlois' reaction was praised by some fans and criticized by others. "Highly offensive? What makes it highly offensive that you're being played at a party that represents a huge slice of Canadians? Please do elaborate," read one reply. Another read, "Just to be clear, you don't want Conservatives buying your music?" These kinds of comments prompted Langlois to tweet a clarification late Sunday night. "We have always been highly offended by anyone who doesn't ask for our permission to use our music for a brand, a political party, or a public figure of any sort. It's just common courtesy to ask and applies to anyone and everyone." In 2014, Randy Bachman accused Prime Minister Stephen Harper of playing the BTO hit Taking Care of Business at a rally without permission. He later acknowledged that the Ottawa Convention Center had a license to play the track. South of the border, Canada's Neil Young has protested the use of his songs, including Rockin' in the Free World, at rallies for Donald Trump. Artists like Rihanna, Phil Collins, The Rolling Stones, and the estate of Isaac Hayes have also voiced opposition to Trump's campaign usage of the song. Tom Petty's estate objected in January to his song I Won't Back Down being used as a promotional video for fair Arizona gubernatorial candidate Kari Lake. In January, Twitter removed a video of the far-right U.S. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene that used Dr. Dre's 1999 hit Still Dre featuring Snoop Dogg. In a statement to TMZ, Dre said, "I don't license my musician to politicians, especially someone as divisive and hateful as this one." Lynyrd Skynyrd founding member and guitarist Gary Rossington died on Sunday, the band announced. He was 71. "It is our deepest sympathy and sadness that we have to advise that we lost our brother, friend, family member, songwriter, and guitarist Gary Rossington today," read a message on Facebook. A cause of death was not disclosed. Gary is now with his Skynyrd brothers and families in heaven and playing it pretty like he always does. Rossington was the last surviving original member of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Ronnie Van Zant died in a plane crash in 1977. Alan Collins died in 1990 of pneumonia, a complication from paralysis he suffered in a car crash 4 years earlier, and Bob Burns died in a car crash in 2015. Larry Junstrom died in 2019. Rossington had several close calls. He survived a car crash in 1976, as well as the plane crash that killed Van Zant a year later. In 2003, Rossington had a quadruple heart bypass surgery, and in 2021, he underwent emergency surgery after suffering a heart attack. "Gary was not only a friend, but a collaborator that wrote many songs with me and played guitar with me in studio recordings, on stage, and so many times," tweeted country star Travis Tritt. Lynyrd Skynyrd came together in 1964 and became known for tracks like Sweet Home Alabama and Freebird. The band was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2006. The musician is survived by his wife of four decades, Dale Krantz, and their two daughters. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.